This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. Kate Dewey is the newly appointed president of the Forbes Fund, where she helps local nonprofits adapt to a business landscape increasingly shaped by changing technology. Lately, she's drawn inspiration from Trillions, Thriving in the Emerging Information Ecology, published last year by Pittsburgh-based Maya Design.
There's two levels of Trillions. One's the conceptual level of Trillions, which I find fascinating. There's also an in-depth discussion about technology, which I don't totally grasp. I'm more interested in the concept which they lay out.
And what is the concept?
The Trillions, I think, is a really wonderful way to both inspire people about the future and also help them put in a context, a disruptive state that we might be in. And I think clearly right now we're coming to the end of it, but we've been in a very disruptive societal position where all kind of the things that we always assume were going to be steady as they go now, in fact, have kind of been upended. Mm-hmm. And I think the concept that I grasped from Trillions, be interesting from Trillions to see whether the authors felt that I did grasp it, is I think once we get into these positions, we get more concerned about what we're going to lose than what the gain is. And what Trillions proposes, if we can find a way to step up and get to the top of the mountain and see the world out there, in fact, this is the beginning of another explosion of innovation.
So is something like Trillions pretty broadly representative of the kind of reading you do, or are there other areas that you get into?
I love to read mysteries, murder mysteries that I can read in a night. You know, I love to sit for 12 hours and be so engrossed in a book and petrified and excited and curious. So I like books that really really capture me, and I get that thrill from reading and touching a book.
Do you have any favorite mystery writers?
I don't think I have a favorite mystery writer. I'm reading James Patterson now. There's nothing extraordinary about what I read in that area. It's just I love to read gripping novels. Mm-hmm. I also liked Sarah's Key. I really enjoyed that. I read it in a night, and it was a wonderful story, and then just such a sad story about all the assumptions that had been made about what happened in someone's life, and then to realize at the end there was some good news and there was some sadder news, and I thought that was a wonderful book.
What would you say is the book that's had the most profound impact on your life recently?
One of the most pivotal books. I read I and Thou just 4 years ago, and it did two things to me. I'm just recently married, 3 years. And I and Thou talked about the intricacies of relationships and that a relationship is one, particularly when you marry or connect with someone, that's not about playing off one another in a way that lessens the person, but it actually should enrich both individuals. And it's very much the same relationship you have with God in terms of how you, in fact, become your whole being. My husband gave it to me, my fiance at that time, and I was on a sailing trip, and I was reading it, and I thought, this really captures so much of what I thought about what makes for good relationships. And I wouldn't have thought that it would have triggered such thinking. It's just extraordinary, and it's my treasure. I keep it on our nightstand.
Well, Kate, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Kate Dewey is president of the Forbes Funds, an affiliate of the Pittsburgh Foundation. Speaking Volumes is available as a podcast on iTunes and on our website at WESA.FM. Tell us what you're reading on Twitter at Booksburg. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 WESA is supported by the Community College of Allegheny County, sponsoring the Big Read Literary Project through the month of March. Thanks for listening.